Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690 KGGF right here on this very, very nice. Well, it was nice. It's rainy now. Very rainy Coffeyville. And joining me in studio this morning, of course, as she is at this time every week, we have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. Doing great.
It's good to see you today. And it did start out pretty nice. There was no rain, but then like just the storm just like literally popped up over the town just out of nowhere. But you know what? We need the rain. So
yeah, that's good. Good.
Yeah, it's beneficial, and at least there's like no flooding or anything like that. Nothing severe. No, just some. The ground needed some rain, that's for sure. All right, well, Candy, we do have. Now, did you have the virtual CNN this morning?
Today was this in person?
This was the face to face one, which I'm pretty sure a lot of people were happy about to be able to actually interact with people, and it's always a lot different than the virtual CNN. So, how did it go this morning?
It was great. It was packed. Although we were socially distanced and wearing our masks. But we had a big crowd. And wow, I have a lot of announcements today. It's so great to see everybody getting back involved. And so it was great. We were actually at the CC Alumni Center, but we were hosted by the Kiwanis. So I'm going to talk a little bit about both of those. So Marlon was there, president of CCC, and talked about this being the fourth week they've had classes. Everything going good so far. They've had very limited number of cases. So they've been able to really kind of get things moving along and working well. Today and tomorrow, they're actually hosting a blood drive. And if there's anybody out there listening that likes to volunteer for things like that, they're actually needing some help. So it's over in the gym today, all day. And so if you can go over there and help them out, that'd be great. Or if you want to sign up. Also, Marlon just kind of announced a reminder that they have something called the Raven Roost. Have you ever been over there?
I have not.
Yeah. So it's a little hangout area kind of for the students, but it's open to the public. And it's a Starbucks. So they have coffees, they have sandwiches, you know, baked goods, things like that. So anyway, that is open to the public. I used to go there all the time when I was working there.
Where's that located at?
It's right by the library at the CCC campus.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay.
So we're in the library, basically. So, but yes, today the Kiwanis was hosting them. And the Kiwanis is a civic organization. They just do some amazing things in Coffeyville. So Griff Walker right now is the president, and Jana Kassler is getting ready to be the incoming president. And she told us something interesting today. She's been at CCC for 30 years.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Congratulations to her.
I know.
That's amazing.
Awesome. So, but the Kiwanis, they do a lot of great things. So some things you probably know about, some maybe not. They help with the Shop with the Cop program every year, the big pancake feed. This past year, they gave out 11 scholarships to the Phil Kinley High School students. And then they're the ones that always do the yard signs and the wooden plaques for all the seniors. So if you've ever seen those around town, that's the group that kind of organizes that and gets it going. They've helped with Boys and Girls Club, ELC, backpack programs. They do the Buck Out every year at the Fair and Rodeo, the Mechanical Bull, so that's always fun. But do a lot of programs, and that's something that I just think is amazing. We have, I think, 5 or 6 civic organizations here in Coffeyville, and every one of them are just super engaged. They're always giving back. They're doing projects. I feel like just kind of the driving force again for a lot of great things here in our community. So we love having very engaged civic groups like the Kiwanis. So shout out to them. All right, few other things. We had Katie from Rainy Fencing, first timer at CNN and also a new member at the chamber. But they do fencing, so everything from barbed wire, corrals, privacy fence, you know, you name it, and they got fencing. Griff said he's used them and he would highly recommend them. So if you're needing fencing work done, make sure to jump on our website and you get the contact information for Rainy Fencing. David Wright, Equity Bank, they have a new bank manager at the Coffeyville location. It's Jacob Rexwinkel. So we want to welcome Jacob. And then David just kind of mentioned that, you know, a lot of great banks are getting more with the times on technology, and Equity is doing some amazing things. They've got that program where you can just take a picture or scan your check on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it deposits into your account. You don't even have to go to the bank.
Oh, I love mobile deposit.
Yes, I love that. And I didn't realize this, but they can even do it for businesses.
Oh.
So, you know, a lot of businesses sometimes have to shut the office down to go to the bank, and then, you know, you're missing out on customers. So, you don't even have to do that. You can do it right there at work. So.
Yeah, I do that on my phone, man. It's love mobile deposit.
Oh,
it's a
no.
good thing.
That's so awesome. Griff Walker, Boys and Girls Club. First of all, he wanted to thank the Sardis Baptist Church. They recently donated a bus and got a big wrap put on it for the Boys and Girls Club. So that's amazing that they were able to do that. Boys and Girls Club was open all summer, and now they're open during normal hours, including Wednesday, because that's when school shuts down. So if you don't have some place for your kiddo to go, you can pay to have them go to Boys and Girls Club on
Wednesdays.
Very
cool. Very cool.
Yeah. But this was awesome to hear. They were one of the first programs to open back up right after COVID. And they were open, you know, late spring, all summer long. You know, of course, right now, not one single COVID case with all those kids together. So it can be done. And they're a great example of it, you know, being able to stay open, give parents a place to send their kiddos, but know the kids are still safe and parents can still work. So that is great. And they are in the process of expanding. They changed their name to Southeast Kansas Boys and Girls Club, and they're starting to add in some little towns. Caney is one of the newest ones that they're getting ready to add a location for. So.
All right. That's awesome.
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Yes.
I love that. Jamie Grant from Coffeeville Rec. They do have youth basketball signups starting right now. And needing a cheer coach. They got about 8 or 9 girls doing cheerleading, but they don't have a coach right now. And so we don't want those poor girls to be sad. So someone out there that can do that, make sure you give them a call. And they just got a new text alert system. The one before was charging people to use it. And they don't want people to get charged for
right,
it.
So right.
They got a new program that they pay the fee now, the rec does, not the users. And so sign up and you can get, you know, text alerts on cancellations for rain or deadlines, you know, things like that. So Leanne Stein from the public library. Tomorrow they're doing a Zoom storyteller. So they got somebody coming in, actually not coming in, but doing it via Zoom, a professional storyteller. The link is on Facebook, but you can get on and check that out. They've got some craft days coming up, and this was something kind of neat, too. She said they have a YouTube channel, so if you missed, like, a craft day, for example, you go out to the YouTube channel, and you can watch it then and still do that craft at home.
Watch it at your own convenience,
yeah,
which is
so
very cool.
I love that. Ken Andrews from Gators Window Cleaning and Pressure Washing. So change is coming the fall. I am so excited. I want fall to come. I love the fall weather, just the smells and everything. But with that comes a time where everybody wants to kind of get their homes, their businesses, everything cleaned up before holidays hit. And Ken just said, if you were thinking about doing some pressure washing on your house or your business, you have to get called and on the books now. I didn't realize this, but the chemicals they use are seasonal, which means after the warm weather is over, they run out of the chemicals and he can't purchase more.
Right,
so
right.
Pretty much get on the books now. He can get you taken care of in the next couple of months and be all ready for fall. Lisa Brookover, I don't know how many of you know this out there, but we have an air museum here at Coffeyville.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. I love it. Unfortunately, it's just kind of slowly been into some disrepair. Haven't had volunteers to keep it open and stuff. So they're trying to get it going again, opening it back up. If you're interested in helping with that project, whether just to help clean up or to volunteer on certain days to keep it open, next Thursday, the 10th at 6 p.m., they're going to have a volunteer meeting. And then also this Saturday and Sunday, they're looking for volunteers. Did you know we have a vineyard here in Coffeyville?
Ooh, I did not. Now
do.
I'm interested now. I'm all ears now.
I know. It's a small vineyard. They sell the grapes. They sell their stuff to I think it's an Olathe, but I don't know. But anyway, they are needing some help harvesting the grapes. They got a little bit behind, and they got to get them harvested right away. Mm-hmm. So this weekend, it'd be fun. I think that'd be kind of fun to volunteer.
Yeah.
I want to go out and help. but anyway, so call Lisa Brookover. Again, all the phone numbers for anything that we announced, just give me a call at the chamber. We can get you hooked up for that. Lakeisha Johnson is from CAVE Fan, which is an outreach program to help families They just got started up a few months ago, and has, you know, it's just blown up. Their program has been so successful that now they have to get new phone lines so that they can expand and grow. And their offices it's just packed all the time. So they should have phones going again by the end of the week. But you can stop in at 1109 West 8th. And then also, Keisha has a side job, so that she does that. But then she's also a Mary Kay salesman. And recently, her team just made director, the first one in Coffeyville. So she just wanted to thank everybody in the community that has supported her and all the customers because she's doing great. So love seeing people doing some, you know, entrepreneur side jobs, especially in the challenging times we've had. You know, every little side job you can do is good. So Chelsea from Advanced Physical Therapy. Each month they kind of focus on a certain theme, and right now it's on pediatrics. They actually have staff that specialize in pediatrics. So I guess you wouldn't think of your youth needing physical therapy, but there's a lot of programs out there that will help just for the youth. So they're also looking for someone to hire. They have a full-time opening for a care coordinator, and really looking for someone that is passionate about Coffeyville. The rest of it, they said they can help train on. So if you're looking for a job, give them a call. And then they just had a blood drive recently too that went really well. So love seeing all those different blood drives going on right now. Kathy Shepherd with RSVP. It's a 55 and over program to help our seniors. They are doing the 9/11 project again this year. It's called Sirens and Snacks. And basically, they want to give a whole bunch of individually wrapped snack items to the first responders so that while they're out in the community, they can give it to those children because they're out seeing those kids all the time. You know, right. They're driving around and see kids playing. That way, number one, it helps with food insecurity that we have in our community. So police officer or the EMT can see a child and go, hey, I got a treat bag for you. You know, take this home. And then it also helps with that communication, just keeping the kids kind of feeling safe and interacting with our police officers. So if you can donate to that, I actually have a box at the chamber. So bring down snack items, individually wrapped, like I said, and we'll get that going up until I think next Wednesday. And then they've got to get them all pulled together. She said they're also needing volunteers for the Meals on Wheels program. So I know that's a hard one to always find volunteers for. Skylar Hicks, Sunflower Soda Shop. So we were just talking about fall. So during the fall, they start doing soups. So starting, I think, this week, they are going to have soups again. So give them a holler, stop in. And then, of course, in their back area, they have a beverage bar. So if you're ever needing a late afternoon, you need a latte or a smoothie or something like that, you can stop in and see them. Sam Cudrick, Midland Theater. They want to, first of all, thank the college. Recently, the college did I forgot the exact name. I think it was called an engagement fair.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a way to kind of get their orientation classes exposed to ways to get involved in the community. That is one of their missions that they're wanting to do at the college, is to get their students more service oriented. And so they started that up, and it's doing really good. The Midland Theater, for example, had a bunch of students come in and help clean up this past week. So that was nice. Also, save the date for September 18th is the next movie night downtown. They're going to be playing Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy.
That's what Rudy. I was thinking. Love that they do those movie nights. So,
My son and I, we went to the last one.
You did get to go?
The greatest
good.
Show, and it was a lot of fun. I'd never seen that movie before.
Oh.
So I didn't know it was a musical, but I thought it was really good. And the other thing that blew my mind, I didn't know Hugh Jackman could sing.
Oh,
and he actually
can. He's got some talent.
He actually can sing, yeah. And I was actually surprised. But I knew Zac Efron could, and of course I knew what's her name, Zendaya.
Oh yeah,
I knew she could sing as well, but I didn't know Hugh Jackman.
Yeah,
could.
He's been on Broadway a lot.
I thought he was just Wolverine.
He's
so
it's awesome when he can do both.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine if he was singing while being Wolverine. That would be incredible.
Okay, last few things, I guess. This Thursday, the Chamber's having a virtual after hours. So we want to get our community and our members to be introduced to our board. Like, who is on the Chamber board? Who is representing you? get to know them, a little bit about them. So this Thursday, we're going to do that, and it'll be at 5:30. The first 25 people that sign up get a free gift.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you want to sign up, people. And then you get to, you know, like I said, get to meet all our board members on the virtual Zoom. We also, I have some scholarships. I'm just trying to make sure to get the word out for. So starting up this fall, and I think it starts September 10th, so it's really soon, there's a growing rural business class. It's being put on by the eCommunity Group, Montgomery County, and a whole bunch of sponsors. So Wichita State University is actually the trainer that's coming down for this. But it's an 8-week course on just how to help your business be successful, grow in a rural environment, and just be successful as a small business. So I have scholarships. I'm trying to give money away. So if you know anybody that might be interested in this class, have them give me a call, and I will be sending them that way. And the, let's see, what was he? Last, I guess, a little, well, last two quick things. I wish I could show the audience a picture, but you can only hear me, not
right.
See me. But we got new scissors in. We've had these same scissors for many, many years that we use for the ribbon cuttings around town. And they broke. Yeah. And so I had to get some new ones. And I love them. They're heavy duty. But now I'm just looking for a new business in town so I can do ribbon cutting. So you know any new businesses, or maybe you're an entrepreneur and you're thinking about starting a business. Hey, this is the perfect time to do it. I can come out with my new scissors and welcome you.
How old were the old scissors?
I don't know. I know they were at least 10 to 15 years old, but I think they were older than that. I want to say it was like early 2000s.
So they had a long lifespan.
Yeah, they did pretty good.
It's just they were finally just like, oh, we're done.
Basically, they just weren't cutting anymore, and I even had them sharpened, and it just, I couldn't get
it. They just weren't cutting it? Oh, that was horrible.
That's great, man. That's great. Oh, my gosh. No, these new ones will work. They will be awesome.
Awesome. I couldn't help myself on that one.
Oh, my gosh. Then my last little final thought that I always leave for the day. So I have been out visiting some businesses recently. I was dropping off some cookies to say thank you for some of our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, something that struck me when I was out visiting is how many places are open but are still kind of having a challenging time. You mm-hmm. know, I think in our minds we're like, all right, COVID's better and you know, everything's open and we're A-okay. Yeah, not so much. So if you know a business owner out there, go by, say hi, give them a call, tell them thank you for continuing to work hard, trying to keep their doors open because they have all these employees here in town working for them. And, you know, I know some of them, I guess in my mind, I didn't think COVID would impact them. And then you go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. So, like, some of our industries didn't get supplies, you know, because you can't get stuff
right.
overseas
yeah,
now.
Yeah, the supply chain broke, basically.
Oh,
so.
That made a mess of so many places. I didn't think about this, but we have a vending machine company in town. Well, the main people that buy vending machines are schools, manufacturers, you know, big companies, things like that. Well, half of them were closed, or they might be open, but they say, we're not letting Megan in the break room anymore right now, you know, because
right,
of COVID.
Right.
You know, or the schools, you know, they were closed down for months. So, you know, they've been impacted. The entertainment industry,
mm-hmm.
you know, the movie theaters just now getting open.
Right.
But anybody in the entertainment industry, so from your bands and your bars, movie theaters, even the people that help out, like DJs, poor DJs haven't had any calls in the last 6 months.
It's like, hey, anybody, please?
Anybody, can I please play music for you?
I will play you a record. You
know? I know. I felt so bad. I mean, this sounds bad, but even the porta potty companies. I mean, they bring the, you know, the porta potties to every event. Well,
yeah,
there's no
exactly.
events.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's that they serve a purpose. I mean, so there we go.
Yeah. So anyway, that was weighing on my mind this weekend. I was just like, you know what? I think we all need to just show appreciation to mm-hmm. every business in town that, you know, they've didn't close their doors when so many towns have had business closures.
Mm-hmm.
Ours have fought to stay open and stay, you know, going strong so they
shop
can keep their
local.
Employees.
Yes. That's what we're trying
shop
to say.
Local, shop local. Support local. And even if it's not a business you can shop at, just tell them thank you for, you know, staying open and working hard. So
absolutely. So if anybody does have any questions, though, and would like to talk to you further, how can they get a hold of you?
Yes. So especially if you need a number or want more details on anything we talked about, you can call the chamber. And that number is 251-2550. It's pretty easy. Lots of fives. 251-2550.
2550.
That's right. I need a little jingle. I got to come up with that. So, and of course, you can get on Facebook, message us. Most of the information we share is usually on our community calendar or website. And or you can stop in and see us. So we're at 807 Walnut.
And get an icy.
And get an icy. So,
all right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate
it. Thank
you. We'll see you again next week. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day.